This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mine is on the air. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon, your host for What's On Your Mind. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Fun Friday we're having here today on the program. First time, have we had a first time caller yet? I don't think so. If you've never called this program before, thought about it but just haven't done it, you can call us today on the program and receive a fine prize. Simon & Schuster published a book called Grassroots, a Common Sense Action Agenda for America of mine a few years back. And I'd love to send you a copy. It's free. Costs you nothing. All you need to do is call the program and say, I'm a first-time caller, and I have something to say. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. We have the 24/7 line at 701-367-2054. That's not the 24/7 line. No, I just gave you my text number. 701-367-2054. If you want to text me, you can always text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. 226-8503. Here's the 24/7 number, 855-200-1776. Governor Doug Burgum will join us at the bottom of the hour. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him. Chris Berg and Point of View will be in here a little bit. I'll be on TV tonight with Chris. We'll tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. In the meantime, you can tell us what's on your mind. Cold, Bigfoot, Friday the 13th, and we've just a lot of folks, a lot of different things. We had a great story about someone that was having trouble filling up the SUV because the hose at the pump didn't reach. So she parked and tried to reach the tank on the opposite side of the pump, and then she moved to the other pump and did the same thing, and it didn't reach there. Yeah, I'd like that. And a texter says, passenger side fuel doors were designed to be safer on the side of the road if you run out of gas, but it didn't catch on. Ah, I see. They think of everything. So for the one out of a million times when you are out of gas and need to put gas in your vehicle on some busy road, they inconvenience 99.9% of the rest of us. Who thought of that? Some bureaucrat thought of that for sure. Unbelievable. You can't make that stuff up, can you? Oh, gosh. All right, let's go to Standing Rock. Dan's on the phone. What's on your mind, Dan?
Yeah, good morning, sir. My name is Dan from Standing Rock Reservation. I'm a tribal member and also a stockholder of any private funding that comes into the tribal coffers. And it really troubles me to read about our Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council spending the North Dakota Access Pipeline opposition monies to pay for Trump, to pay their bills, or pay their debt, such as there's a move to pay for, to give money to the tribal casinos to pay for their shortfall, and to pay some programs that depend on casino revenue. Okay, my question is, I would like to put a challenge before Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Cramer to open a investigation on this and to find if the tribal council can do this. I know it's a private funding, but to me, I have to applaud thousands of people that have that have generously donated money and supplies to the camp here, but I feel it was not, it's been spent where it shouldn't go. And I would like to say that I haven't seen no kind of list of supplies or how much money did the tribe get in the name of that camp there. Because from what I understand, there are so many people on the computer soliciting for funds. So I would like to see if...
Yeah, good plan. Good call for transparency and also a good suggestion that folks like Senator Heidi Heitkamp, longstanding relationship with the Native American tribes, that she's not used in any public way through this entire thing. She's been nowhere. She should be at the table to say, hey, come on. You're a supporter of me. I'm a supporter of you. We need to do this right. Don't see her. Nowhere. Senator John Hovind, now chair of the Indian Affairs Committee. Perfect opportunity for some leverage there as well. And Congressman Kramer, all of them. I think it's a good idea. I really do. So we will ask each of them the next time we speak with them about your specific proposal. Dan, thank you for the call. Jeff in South Dakota. Where are you calling from in South Dakota, Jeff?
Mobridge.
Mobridge. All right. Fantastic. See, Manny, when they call, South Dakota is a big place, kind of like North Dakota. So I love knowing what town they're from. So let's add that to our list. We usually just say South Dakota. I don't know why. But it's okay now. We'll start adding the towns. What's up in Mobridge today? What's on your mind?
I was going to tell you a joke, see if I could make you guys chuckle.
Oh, good. We've been wanting to laugh. Yes. Yeah. Make us laugh today. That was the challenge for the audience. Okay, Jeff, lay it on us.
Okay. There's these two hunters, elk hunters, and they hired an airplane and took them up and dropped them off in the wilderness and them and their gear. And they hunted their elks. And a couple weeks later, a different plane came back to get them. And the pilot got out and he said, geez, you guys got a lot of gear and you got both have an elk. I don't know if I can carry all that stuff. And the guy says, well, you got the same airplane as the guy did last year. We got the same amount of gear and we got the same amount of meat. Okay, so they loaded up the airplane and they took off and he's having a hard time climbing out and pretty soon he crashed. The two elk hunters come climbing out of the wreckage. You looked at each other and one says to the other one, where the heck do you think we are? And the guy says, about a mile from where we crashed last year.
Todd, that doesn't get you. Todd's a tough customer, Jeff, as you can tell.
I'm chuckling a little bit with the mic off, but
oh, okay, you're silent chuckling. You're chuckling without the benefit of poor Jeff. You're just told a fine joke here.
Well, I also had a mouthful of coffee, so I didn't want to spray it over everything either.
Well, we give it a shot anyway.
No, yeah,
oh, that was
Jeff.
Good. That was good. That was good.
It worked. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have fun. We'll talk to you later.
Can we send you something since you made us laugh? We'd like to make good on our offer here to send you a little something.
Oh, I guess if you want to, sure.
All right. All the way down to Mobridge, South Dakota. We'll do it. Hang on a sec, Manny. I'll get your address. Abraham in Williston. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? My name is Abraham. I'm originally from San Diego, California. I've been up here for 5 years, and I just want to get a little thing, you know, something off my chest. This whole Standing Rock, no dapple, it's a joke. It's pathetic. What it is, it's a bunch of keyboard warriors, a bunch of people that go on the Internet. They see what they think are facts, but just a meme that's being passed around, and they try and build something from that. Now, I went back to California here about a week ago, and everyone asked me, what's the deal with the Standing Rock and the pipeline? I mean, it just shows how out of touch the people are nowadays that they see something online, they just want to post it thinking it's a fact without actually doing some research. And I'm a 24-year-old myself, and before I even go on and try and pass anything else, you know, on the Internet, I do my research because it's so critical. And I think that's something that everyone's missing nowadays. I mean, it's just pathetic that they'll just go and post whatever. And the way that the law enforcement is being treated, I think it might, you know, personally, it's pathetic. You know, have some respect for the people that are there putting their selves at risk for you to protect you every day.
Yeah, boy, is it ever. And it was really hard to watch through this whole thing. And, of course, it remains, an active situation. This thing hasn't gone away. There's people still doing it. We learned that the bridge is structurally sound and could be reopened now, but I'm going to ask Governor Bergman about this, but I understand the residents don't want that, and law enforcement doesn't want that, and largely because there's still people down there willing to, you know, willing to disrupt the traffic back and forth on it.
So, well, they still have pavement and guardrail work and stuff to do anyways. There's a couple of weeks of work to do to get it really ready anyway, but structurally it sounds, so at least we're talking weeks, not months.
I think a good apology from the tribe to our law enforcement would be greatly appreciated. And I just want to tell you this. I am a first-time caller. I've always wanted a call but wasn't sure, so I just went ahead and went for it today because it's been bothering me for a bit.
Well, I did everything go okay? You still feel okay about everything?
Yeah, no, still good.
All right, so you got through it okay. Perfect, Abraham. That's awesome. Well, glad you did. Now you can be a regular, so you can call us again anytime. Hang on. We're going to get your address and mail you off a little grassroots strategy, too. You and Jeff and caller last hour making us laugh, so got to love it. Appreciate it very much. We're going to tackle a couple of topics that we'll be tackling tonight on 630 Point of View. Chris Berg will join me next. Stick around.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers, with today's low crop prices, your family can't afford for you to have the wrong farm and ranch policy. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services works with farm and ranch families to protect your livelihood. Call Mark at ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908 to set up a free review. Or simply text Mark your declarations page, 701-318-0908. Protect, preserve, and pass on with Mark, 701-318-0908, or go online to ndestateservices.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Levin, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hinnon, Todd the Radio God, Mitchell at your service, folks. Chris Berg going to join us momentarily. Chris Berg, host of Point of View, that you get to watch on West Dakota Fox for Western North Dakota as well as KX4 in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. You can also watch it online at povnow.tv. They have a Facebook page, too, POV Now. So lots of places you can find it. If you find it today, you're going to tonight's show, yours truly will be on there. So believe it or not, I hope it doesn't tank the show. Chris will chat with us in a moment after I tell you about our friends at Titan Outlet. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Did you hear what I said? Guaranteed iron, at outlet prices. So I hear the word outlet, and I think, what? Great price. And they give us an incredible opportunity. Every day they have outlet prices. They say, Scott, if they're a listener of yours, take 11% off. So, for instance, they right now have a 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor. It's got about 2,445 hours on it, 360 horsepower, 1,000 PTO, luxury cab with a leather seat and the buddy seat. Love the buddy seat. It has all Michelin tires on it. It has the rear outfitted with 5 remotes and a high-capacity hydraulic pump. The tires are 620/70R42s, by the way. Differential lock. I want you to know that. You can see it at TitanOutletStore.com. You can call them at 218-233-3700 or stop and see them. Exit 6, Minnesota, just in Glendon on 94. Exit 6, 94. Just a little bit into Minnesota from North Dakota on 94. 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours. You're going to find that. You're going to see a price. Take 11% off the price. 11% off if you tell them we sent you. Simple as that, because that's guaranteed iron at outlet prices from Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, Mr. Berg is here, and you're going to let me on the show tonight, huh? You sure about this now?
I love having you on. Are you kidding me? It's fantastic every time you're on, and love being on the radio show with you. So it's going to be a ton of fun. As you said, 6:30 p.m. on KX4 tonight. We got some great topics, and then 10:30 p.m. out on West Dakota Fox in the western part of North Dakota.
So we've been talking a little bit about Heidi Heitkamp today on the program, and I said I was shocked. Some listeners said, how can you be shocked? Come on, that's her. That's her vote. I'm shocked because politically it looks just stupid. You know, after this election, there is going to be a repeal of Obamacare and obviously a replacement of Obamacare. So to me, get on that board. You know, roll up the sleeves, get on the board, and let's you might as well join the fray and do what you can to make it as close to what you want as you possibly can. What do you make of why she would vote the way she has here?
Two things. One is the Medicaid expansion helps our rural hospitals. It helps people in the rural community. So I think she thought, hey, you know what? That's kind of her specialty, if you will. And she speaks to rural North Dakota very, very well. So I thought, hey, I've got to stand up and do this because of that. So I think that was her play. Politically, though, I agree with you. I don't think it was a great move. But on the flip side of it, too.
And by the way, I don't buy the rural hospital thing. I don't buy Obamacare's helped rural hospitals. You know, one of the arguments was, hey, if we do Obamacare, well, it'll be a better thing for them. It hasn't been. People's insurance goes up, deductibles go up, the thing's been a disaster. Absolute disaster. Earl Pomeroy is a former member of Congress because of it. Same with Kent Conrad and Byron Dorgan. So how she politically wouldn't see that, and I don't think there's enough of an argument on the I'm going to help rural hospitals by fighting this when it's obviously going to happen argument that works at all.
Well, and I think that's what I was going to say. I mean, it's obviously going to happen. So she's I guess, sparsing it, if you will. They're trying to walk a fine line or dance between the raindrops, however you want to say it. And it has helped rural hospitals. I mean, with the Medicaid expansion, it's helped insure more people and help the rural hospitals get that money back. Otherwise, you've got people walking in that aren't insured, and then the hospital ends up having to pick up that tab. Now, is it enough to make an impact? I don't know. One of the things you and I talked about earlier is everyone saying, oh, 20 million people now have health care because of Obamacare. What they're not telling you is that 16 million of that is because of the Medicaid expansion. Medicaid expansion is not going away. The thing that's most disappointing to me at this point about this whole thing is that they're talking about repeal and replacement, but then you ask someone like from the GOP, okay, what are you going to replace it with? And they sort of give you this, you know, potpourri of ideas, but there's clearly no clear-cut plan or strategy. They've been talking about this for 6 years. I mean, why were they sitting on their hands? I mean, I don't know if you heard the interview, Scott, but Senator McConnell, the leader of the U.S. Senate, said after the election on a Kentucky interview, boy, I got to be honest with you, I really didn't think Donald Trump was going to win. Oh, gee, thanks, Senator.
Yeah, equally politically stupid in the way of an answer there. We have a clip on one theory on what happened with Senator Heitkamp. Do you have that ready to roll for us, Tom? the listener that called in with a suggestion on what happened with Heidi?
Hang on, I'm locked up. I'll get it. I'll let you know in chat.
Who locked you up?
We have a temperamental file server here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I probably should be locked up, but that's a whole different discussion.
yeah, exactly. So anyway, we'll let you hear what
Okay.
Go ahead and roll up.
All right. Well, fine. Finally.
Morning, yeah. Scott. This is Mike in Perm.
Hi, Mike.
And you were talking about the cold. I'm curious, though. Could the cold possibly have frozen Heidi Heitkamp's brain that she would vote for Obamacare? Shame on her. Maybe somebody should push her closer to the fire and thaw her out a little bit. Oh, well. Some village in North Dakota is missing its idiot. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
We're really on the roll today with some rather crass comments from callers. Comparisons to Charles Manson, not good. Calling our senators idiots, not good. As far as the cold theory, I don't know. Could be. It's politically not wise. I'll just say that as we get ready to move on here to another topic. I just think politically not at all. Governor Doug Burgum coming up here in a moment. What should we ask him about, do you think, Chris?
I think I'd love to hear his response. You know, as he said throughout the campaign is, hey, we're not going to be raising taxes on anybody. And then in his State of the State address, he said it's time for the state to get out of the property tax buy-down program. So I had Senator Wardner on the show recently. He said he agrees. We've got to get out of this thing. And one of the things he mentioned is then it's up to the people to go to their local political subdivision and say, look, we don't want to raise our taxes. We can do this without more services or the same services. So I had Fargo Mayor Mahoney on last night, West Fargo Mayor Rich Mattern. I brought that up to them. They said, you know what, Chris? The way things are right now, Doug Burgum can't keep his promise. Property taxes are either going to go up or you're going to have less services. And Rich Mattern said, hey, you know, you see all the snow out here. If you want us to wait 3 days to plow your snow, we can do that. But that's the kind of, you know, things that we're looking at. So I'm curious. This is a very tangled web the Republicans have got themselves in. I don't know where you were at, Scott, but when I first started, I said, this is not a good idea because you're basically just, shuffling money. It's a shell game. And I think Doug Burgum realizes that. But how do you get yourself out of it without raising people's taxes? I don't know.
You know, I would disagree. I like Rich Mattern a lot. Saw him last night, actually, before he was on your show, and saw him at State of the Cities as well. I don't think it's productive for elected leaders to suggest there's no way they can do things differently, right? That they can't reinvent themselves, and that the idea of, if you don't give us what you're giving us in revenue now, then you're going to have to do away with fire and police and,
Quickly, what would you cut from Fargo's budget?
Well, I bet you I could find some things, and I bet all of us could. And that's what I was thinking, the property tax. Give me that budget. Let me go at it. We'll see you tonight, my friend.
A program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Remember, we were going to support Nicole Kidman, comes out to support Donald Trump, takes on Meryl Streep. She doesn't sing. We play her husband's music. Can we do that? We have one bumper left. We'll do it before the end of the program. Yes? No, Todd?
Yeah. I got two country stations in the building. We got the whole thing here.
All right. He's on it, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly right. On it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website that is a great resource. Great resource. Because you can do a little calculation on what the clean power plan, for instance, will mean for your personal power bill. How much more will I pay? It's a good example. And learn more about the Clean Power Plan and really how there's no purpose behind it. It's just really amazing. I mean, there's no gain whatsoever. All kinds of pain with no gain. And ultimately, a lot of jobs cost, a lot of cost to the economy, less affordable energy, less reliable energy. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. To find out more. Governor Doug Burgum in moments on the program we call What's on Your Mind, with your calls, your questions, and your comments at 800-228-0550. Hey, Rev, I'm getting a call. Rev can take this call. There's a call coming in on my phone from Bismarck. I don't know if this is the governor or not, but that would be the wrong number to call. Maybe they're having trouble getting through here because they're not on the line yet. So while we're waiting, I'm going to go to Jerry and Mandan. 800-228-0550. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Well, you know, we're talking about the budget of North Dakota and it also ties in with the crazy expenses of taking care of the terrorists down south of Bismarck and Mandan. Because I don't call them protesters. They went past that a long time ago. They're nothing but terrorists. A way of taking care of that problem, come out with the money. How about, you know, we change or turn all the state highways that lead to the reservation to toll roads until the state recoups the $20 or $30 million it's cost to control that stuff. You know, it's people agree with me, fine. If don't. But if they do, call their senator and representative and encourage them to do something. Hold the tribe responsible for this crazy bill we have.
All right, and Jerry.
How do you feel?
Jerry, well, I couldn't agree anymore. I've been talking about it for a long time. Asked Governor Dalrymple about it very early on in this process. And would like more of an understanding of how that works and at what point that's appropriate. And when, you know, maybe it's appropriate when it's done, right? Because we're not done. We're not done,
but you know the legislature is in session now, and it's a good time to get it out there and start talking, and so they understand there's going to be some consequences that we shouldn't have to pick up this kind of bill for their actions. They have to be responsible. They have to be held responsible.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that whatsoever.
Okay. Just throwing it out there. So call your senator, your representative, and encourage them maybe to, you know, start talking about it. We have to get it started.
And if you agree with Jerry, there's a you can call our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. The more we hear from you on this, the more we're able to pass that along to elected leaders and make sure they hear about it. So we're always a vehicle when you call us. Trust me, that gets heard. By our elected leaders as well. But, Jerry, your suggestion to call them is also a good idea. Appreciate that very much.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks. You bet. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're waiting for Governor Burgum here to join us momentarily. Texter says, I just passed the Divide County Sheriff pickup. No front plate has a vanity plate. Yellow and brown just says Divide County. And a normal plate on the back. Why is it legal for them but not the average citizen? Live by example. Some liberal engineer thought of that idea of the passenger side fuel door you were talking about earlier. I can't believe the reason behind it. I just thought the design of the car, you know, it was different, the passenger side, driver's side. But according to one of our listeners this morning, that's all about, you know, in the name of safety, putting it on the passenger side for when you... pull over, I guess, right? For when you out of gas and you're trying to refuel and you're on the road. So I don't know if that's true or not, but appreciate the call. All right, we have Governor Burgum on the phone now to join us on What's on Your Mind. How are you today?
I'm great, Scott. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for joining us. By the way, questions or comments, welcome for the governor at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can text us your questions, too, at 701-226-8503. How you doing? How's this going? We haven't talked, I guess, a little chit-chat here or there after a few of the events since things began, but not really at length since the last month and some change that you have officially been governor. Give us your early assessment of how things are going.
Well, first of all, I, again, Scott, I just need to thank everybody that supported us to give Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and I an opportunity to step in and serve the state in these leadership roles, because you know I wake up every day and feel like I got the greatest job in America, leading North Dakota, and I mean that sincerely, because you know, and this is a job where you can wake up every day and make a difference in people's lives, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do that.
You have been part of a lot of different chapters in your day, starting Great Plains Software, obviously, and then being part of the senior leadership of Microsoft and other companies that you've been on the board for and been part of. This is different, obviously, in that it's government. But what is your sense in the first month? You can get a feel, a little gut feel about, are they going to be open to my message? Can we reinvent government? What is your sense of how your message is being received with people that deliver these services?
Well, I think there's sort of two groups. You got the people that work for state government, and then you've got the legislature. And I'd say that the people that work for state government are open to new ideas, new approaches, new leadership, new directions, because it's the same in any organization. You know, the people that are doing the work often, A, they've got really good ideas, particularly people who are on the front lines, the people that are out there, you know, whether it's, plowing your road or teaching your kids, they've got ideas about how to do things differently and better, and we've got to continue to build the listening system so we can hear directly from the people that are doing this, because there's a lot of great ideas. We just have to empower frontline decision making. We got to take away some of the constraints that come in government to make sure that the people here can have the flexibility to be able to reinvent and do their jobs. And we're going to be just fine, because there's great people that want to do the right thing out here.
Speaking of a listening mechanism, here's a call from a listener that actually came in yesterday that we said we'd play for you today. Go ahead and roll that time.
Good morning. Hey Scott, I got a request that you ask our new governor Doug Burgum come on your show frequently, so we can, do like we're doing with Mr. Kramer and Hovind, and I guess that's all I was doing.
Please
ask him to come on when he's got some time. I know he's got some dust to settle there to get settled in, but it'd be nice to hear, listen to him a little bit. And question. Have a good day.
Okay, you didn't hear that, Doug?
I did not hear that.
I'm not sure how you're able to hear me but not hear them, but I'll just paraphrase it. He called and said, Scott, I have a request. I want you to ask the governor to come on frequently. It'd be nice to have him like Congressman Kramer does and others to be a regular part of the program so we can ask questions a lot and keep tabs on what's going on. That was the paraphrase of it.
Well, it's a great question, great suggestion, and certainly, again, Brent Sanford and I want to, you know, we found ourselves in a position to be able to lead because we listen to people, and we want to keep doing that listening while we're in office. And I've been, you know, encouraging every agency because, again, today, you know, when almost every citizen in the state's got a supercomputer in their pocket, you know, call it a smartphone, there's a lot of, you know, operationalizing of listening that we can do, whether it's, you know, quick poll surveys, one-question surveys, text-in answers, two things. I mean, I think, you know, we've spent a lot of time over the years thinking that the only way you can get, you know, input from citizens is organize a hearing at, you know, 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. Well, then, you know, it might, you know, people that have got jobs, people that are, you've got, you know, kids or a sick kid. I mean, there's a lot of people that can't come to some of the formal listening things that have been the hallmark of, government. We just have to find ways to listen 7x24x365, you know, online all the time, from what people have. And you know, and again, that's the way the world's going in the private sector. And it's the way that we have to go.
Well, you are welcome here anytime. Just so you know, you made a point to be very accessible during the campaign. And, we afforded that, enjoyed it, liked it, a lot of conversations, and, we'll be asking a lot and, love to have you here as much as your schedule allows. Okay.
Super. Thank you.
We are all in. Another caller called and wanted to know a little bit about yesterday's meeting, which I wanted to give you a chance to talk about as well, with farmers and ranchers that have been affected by the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And his question was whether or not tribal leadership was there, whether they were invited there, and he thought it appropriate that they do a little something to mend fences with these folks as well. Do you agree with that?
Well,
did we lose them? I think we might have lost them, Todd.
Said, you know, hey, time for the protesters to go home. Others on the, that we've talked to and met with from the tribal leadership have reiterated the same. And Chairman Archambault has actually, you know, asked the people that are in the camp to put together a plan. What's your plan for cleaning up the camp? What's your plan for leaving before the spring flood? And so I think there is certainly going to be a need for reconciliation. There's going to be a need for, you know, mending the fences between North Dakota residents that live in Morton County and Sioux County. Whether regardless tribal members or not, there's been a lot of disruption in people's lives down there. But we wanted to give the opportunity for those ranchers and farmers and their families to be in a safe environment where they feel like they could speak their mind, share what was on their mind, and do it without any of their information or their concerns going back into the protest camp, because we know that there are people in the protest camp there today with criminal records. I'm not talking about tribal members, but we're, you know, criminal records, people that are here. You know, they're breaking the law, and they, you know, have got one objective in line, and that's, you know, to try to be disruptive, and they're being disruptive to people's lives. And I said in the state of the state, every citizen in North Dakota has a right to feel safe in their own home. And the thing that was heartbreaking for me was to listen to story after story where people do not feel that way right now in Morton County. And it's one of the reasons why we got to drive this thing towards a peaceful resolution.
I want to have you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you, as you said, it was heartbreaking, a little bit more about what you did here yesterday when we continue. Dwight Mandan has a question as well. And more of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum after this timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. From financial managers to family farms to principal operators, men and women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Soybean Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, our board encourages you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that are conducting elections in early 2017, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that. Stay warm, stay safe this weekend, and help's on the way. It's going to warm up a little bit. Chatting with Governor Doug Burgum from the Capitol today on the program. So, just to finish up on your thoughts after hearing what you heard from the neighbors, from farmers and ranchers that have lived for 156 days now, this uncertainty of not knowing what the day would bring in the way of protest activity from the encampment, did what you heard surprise you?
Well, we just got done talking about listing systems, but I've been talking to, county commissioners, individual ranchers, talking to the legislative representatives who are in touch, from that district with their people. So, we've been listening, but when you get 50 people that are, on the ground, ranch farm families, husbands, wives, some, with young children in a room, and you can really feel, the emotion and feel, what they've been through, and I guess from their standpoint, it's not a what they've been living through is not an inconvenience. They've basically been living, through intimidation. They've been living through, and some we'd have to call it almost terrorist acts in terms of what's been time because of, people with masks, whether it's, doing chicken to try to run you off the road or, cutting your fences and slaughtering your livestock. I mean, that is, these are things that people aren't going to forget about by next summer. This has put a mark on the, a mark in history in terms of something that's going to be remembered for generations. And they understand that it is, the relationships, because they've got friends in Sioux County. They've got people that they know that work at the casino. They would go to the casino for dinner or go down there and participate down there if there was an event or go to a concert. I mean, these are North Dakota neighbors on one hand, but there's been a rip that's gone through there. And some of it, of course, hasn't been from people that are out of state. What do we got? Over 90% of the people that have been arrested are not from North Dakota. So, we have to manage to get that protest camp, which is in a floodplain, and that area is going to flood. We have to make sure that, they've got hardened structures. They've got, there's abandoned automobiles. I mean, they're from an ecological standpoint, there are weeks of cleanup work that have to be done. And there are some people down there, non-tribal members, that don't want to leave. They see this as their last stand. And so we have got some, dangerous and challenging days ahead of us, and our focus always has been from state government has been on life safety, and that's what we want to continue to focus on is getting through this, the whole situation under the new administration. We're going to our law enforcement and the legal system is going to have the wind at their back as opposed to wind at their face, so it's going to be a new political environment that's going to help. But I think that when all that's said and done, pipeline gets built, we're going to have a lot of work, and it may take generations to try to rebuild the trust that's been torn apart down there. And it's sad to see that.
One of the things we hear from a lot of people is it would go a ways towards reconciliation and repairing a relationship to have the tribes be responsible in a financial way for the economic harm that has been done, at least, recognition of that. We had a caller want us to ask you specifically, is there something you can do to make the tribes pay some or all of the tab?
Well, I certainly think the theme of accountability is something that we're going to be, focusing in on going forward. But there's also the practicality, which is the annual Standing Rock General Fund, I'm told, is about $4 million. I mean, you can look online. These GoFundMe accounts have raised, triple that amount. And so, in the world that we're living in, we have to understand is it's not even really about Standing Rock. We're living in a world where if a group wants to protest some infrastructure that's going in somewhere in this country, they can form a protest, even a legal protest, and they can get funding, and they have a platform for their message to be heard. And so, the sad thing is that I think that you'll see this kind of activity become even more frequent in the future, as opposed to a one-off that goes away, because the technology, part of the technology platform of social media plus funding, is creating opportunities. And we as a state are learning right now how to respond to that, but it's actually going to put us ahead of other states, because when we build the skill sets to be able to manage this thing, both on the ground from law enforcement, also to manage it in terms of messaging, we're going to be ahead of other places.
Dwight and Mandan, question for Governor Burgum. Go ahead, Dwight, quickly.
Yeah. Question I got is, have you guys ever in the state tax department ever contemplated collecting sales tax for online sales or internet sales, and what that would put to the bottom line of the tax?
Well, I don't currently know if there's a new legislation, being reviewed on that line specifically, but certainly as more and more business shifts towards being conducted over the internet, and one of the ways that we're missing our budget every month is on sales tax, it's something we have to take a hard look at, because we need to make sure that we're collecting. And I know that some folks do collect tax, others may not, but we probably need to take a hard look at that. So that's a good one I'll take a note at.
All right, Dwight, appreciate the call, and others welcome, and we will schedule another one of these soon so you get a chance to ask the governor anything. And if you have them in the meantime, let us know. We'll certainly pass them along. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go quickly in 30 seconds?
No, I just would say Brent and I are very excited about having the opportunity to lead, and while we've got some big challenges with the whole DAPL protest going on, we feel with new you know, Congressman Zinke, the first congressman who was a Navy SEAL, going to be taking over the interior, new head of DOJ, new head of EPA, new everything. I mean, this is going to be a new world for North Dakota, and I think whether it's the DAPL pipeline or whether it's agriculture, whether it's energy of any form, it's exciting that we're going to have a chance to opportunity to lead
and work with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.